You're listening to WJTL. Ben Fuller on the radio singing But the Cross. And I'm going to throw it in here. I know he probably doesn't really care, but he's been nominated for some Dove Awards in this interesting two categories of Artist of the Year and New Artist of the Year.
Yeah. That's praise. Congrats. God. Praise. Thank you.
That means something is working. It means that something's connecting. And so I think that's a pretty awesome thing. So excited about those nominations for you. Love hearing your voice on the radio. Mm. And I think one of the things we love and appreciate more than just all that is that it's making these real connections. And this seems like such a good connection. Ben Fuller's in town today and tomorrow for this event with Jubilee Ministries. And we've got John is here and Ryan is here. And we're talking a little bit about what the event is supporting and what the ministry is up to. And you, Ryan, you just said just the coolest thing that a lot of people are familiar with. You say it better.
So our thrift stores have been around for many years, and they're very public, and everybody sees them and shops and things. And we're super appreciative for everybody that supports us in that way. But the majority of our ministry happens behind iron bars and locked doors and barbed wire. And so people don't see it. And so the event that we're having tonight and tomorrow are one of the few ways that we can tell people what's happening behind those bars. And, you know, last night and just, you know, showing Ben's the real deal, went into prison with us and shared. But, you know, it's a full chapel. And, you know, we've been in Camp Hill State Prison since the 80s. Continually. And we can tell you that there is a church that is alive inside Camp Hill State Prison because we've been there for decades. And so, you know, God changes people, transforms hearts, and transforms lives. And we see that. And so, yeah, this is one of the events we can tell people about it, but certainly open it up to anybody. Come give us a call, get connected. We'll give you a tour, show you around, tell you stories of what's happening. But it's beautiful. And I think of recently a testimony I heard of a man who he was in the state facility, had all kinds of crazy charges, assaults, even escapes. And he was going to end his life inside, and he decided to go to chapel instead. And this is why it's so important that there's a chaplain there to talk to people when they're at this point. And he came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And he said at that moment, even though he was standing next to a 30-foot-high wall, he had never been more free in his life.
Wow.
And so that is what it's about, and that's what Jesus can do in people's lives.
Prisons have been in the news in Pennsylvania in a unique way, I would say, in the past few months with some of the escapes and then some of the rebuilding. But you're saying that you're seeing a lot of fruit in the ministry.
Yeah, it's beautiful to see. And it's one of the why I'm so passionate about it is the contrast you see of, you know, where people are at when they're going in. And then you see, you know, God get a hold of them and them accept Christ. And then you just see this transformation unfold. And, you know, today we have people that we've known that were in prison for years and even decades that are now pastors and associate pastors and leaders in their communities, their fathers and good husbands, good fathers, and this just huge change. And it's real. It happens. It can happen. And we see it over and over again. And it's just a testimony to what Christ can do in someone's life.
There might be some ways that people feel a little unsure of how to support a ministry or how to be involved or participate. What can people do if they're feeling like God's tugging on their heart, or maybe this is something just logically, common sense wise, that they want to support or be a part of? What's next?
Yeah, there's lots of ways. Obviously, you know, fundraising, but bigger than that even is, you know, pray for us, pray for people. Prayer is powerful. It's a big part of our ministry. But then we're unique because we have our stores, and so it's a great way people can help. And so we've had guys that have come in for years because they're fixing bikes and, you know, checking antiques and sorting clothes and tagging clothes and putting clothes on hangers. And so pretty much if you have any ability, there's a way that you can serve at Jubilee. So just get in touch with us. And there's so many unique ways, driving truck, moving product, running a pallet jack, all kinds of ways that you can help. And then even in the ministry, you know, going into the prison and volunteering, doing Bible studies, there's just a ton of ways that, you know, it's one of the beautiful things. We see the body of Christ at work in all of these different ways, and it's all being done to point people to Jesus and bring people into his kingdom.
Does the shopping also help?
Shopping helps a lot. Yes. Yes. You can shop. You can shop and bless a ministry. Isn't that awesome?
That is totally awesome.
And praise God. I'm about to bless you guys. I took a walk around and I'm like, man, I saw some long sleeves that I would look real good in, some button ups and stuff. I'm like, this is Ben Fuller over here. But I was on the tour, so they kind of like, you know, whisked me away from that. They're like, you can come back, but so that's what I'm going to do. I saw some fall school shopping that should happen for some families too. But it's just the prices are amazing, the quantity, the way that you guys put so much care and love into how things are sorted and priced, just affordable, and it's awesome. So I'm just like I was blessed to see that and excited to go shop there this afternoon.
If you don't know Ben Fuller, I mean, style-wise, definitely vintage and thrift. Feels like it's your vibe.
Yeah. This shirt was actually handmade by the Amish.
Was it really?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm grateful. Yeah. You know, I'm in Lancaster. So yeah. I gotta have the look. No, but I'm not a big believer in spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on clothing. I mean, we can find something cool and ripped and that looks hip anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and that might be $5. So
okay, so when are you gonna go? Because you're gonna clean the place out. We're gonna need to send listeners before.
I know, that's why Nate's here with me, because he's like limiting my purchases. You know, he's like, Ben, we've got to fly from here to South Dakota.
Why you didn't bring the buggy.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Would have had way too much cargo capacity.
I know. I need that reindeer power is what I need to get from place to place. But no, we're going to get back on the We Are Messengers tour after this. And so I'm thankful.
Well, and I noticed that that's coming in Pennsylvania a little bit and some places in Maryland. So you're going to be back up here in November-ish.
I wish I knew all the dates, but I just live one day at a time. Yeah, so that's what it is. But I spoke with Darren before I left, and from We Are Messengers, and he's just amazing. But he's like, man, I'm bummed that you're going to miss it. And I can't do the Irish accent. But anyway, he's like, I'm bummed that you're going to miss the shows with us. And he was just like, man, I'm so sorry that there's going to be some sold out shows and all this thing. He said, but I love your heart. And I love that you're going to do what you're going to do. He said, and I wouldn't trade that for anything either. So he's like, I will be praying for you. I mean, this tour has been the real deal, the Where the Joy Is tour. So I don't know if listeners are listening and have a chance to get out to some of those shows that are coming up. We're going to be up this way this fall. And so I'm excited about that.
Now, there's something really big happening between now and then, at least the dates that I saw that I think you'll be back, and that's the release of an album.
Yeah.
You're here. We got to talk about music.
Yeah, October 20th. So I'm excited. We've got a group, a big handful of songs that are coming out that we've been playing out for the last almost year live, and people are like, when is this song going to come out? What's the fire song? I don't know. What's this grace of God song? What's this testimony song? People have been asking me. They're like, how do we get it? How do we get it? And so finally, you can get it October 20th. We've recorded them. It's coming out. We were actually playing these songs live, and we hadn't gotten in the studio yet to even record them. And so we kind of like figured out live how to play them and the instrumentation and all the rest. And so I'm excited for you guys to hear. Pretty cool. David Leonard was actually involved with producing a bunch of the stuff. I love David
That's
and his heart.
Fit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited for everyone to get these songs. And If I Got Jesus, I think is this week, comes out this week.
If I Got Jesus, it's going to hit JTL tomorrow. And this has been the plan for a number of weeks. It's great that you're here today.
Wow.
Because we're going to get to hear you play it live.
I'm playing it live? Praise God.
We're going to play it live.
That's all right, Lord, it's just me and you then, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited to play it live. I'm excited that you're going to play the song too. I've lost a lot of stuff recently in my life, and I feel like God's just been kind of stripping me down and bringing me back to Him. And so that's what this song is if I got Jesus, I got it all. Like, am I okay when the world gets taken away from me? Am I all right when these things just disappear and it's just Him and me? And so, I hope this song, and I pray that this song touches some lives. So.
And we were talking a little bit ago about the it's an interesting season that we're in. I think, you know, you have to throw in there post-pandemic what that did to people's hearts and relationships. And some people found Jesus and other people found this thing with the Lord that you know, through a struggle, maybe there's this new anger or this new anxiety or something. But and at these years after, we're dealing with these things that are remnants partly of that and maybe of some other things that have been there way longer. But the response that we're getting to music is so cool. Yeah. And the songs that are coming out. And so
it's powerful. Yeah. I met the Lord in 2019, right before the pandemic. And I don't know if I'd be alive, you know, who knows if I didn't. I mean, his plans are so much better than mine, but I there's a lot of people that are hurting. I've been meeting so many people that have reached the end of themselves. They just don't know what to do. Like Ryan was talking about, they kind of just like, hey, I've run out of options. I don't know what else. There's nothing left. And Jesus is the answer. It's like, have you asked him? Have you checked with him first? You know, I know that these bad thoughts always seem to, you know, overrule the good ones at times, especially when we all get just bombarded left and right. It's hard to see the light in that. But it's like, have you asked Jesus? Have you really asked him? You know, have you asked him with your heart instead of just your mouth? And so that would be my hope for somebody listening. If they've hit rock bottom, I've hit that bottom before too. And I just asked him, I was like, hey, Mr. Powerful, let's see what you got, you know? And it's fine because they can handle it. Like, God can handle all that.
Is that how you?
I was a little bit fresh with God. Yeah, you bet I was. I was like, hey, they say you're Mr. Powerful and Almighty, the Almighty. And I was just like, what are you going to do for me? Like, what are you going to do for me? And he did it for me. He took away 20 beers a night and he took away a cocaine addiction and a foul language and running, sleeping around all this stuff. He took all that away. He said, no, you're mine now. And I love you. And thank you for calling me. Thank you for calling for me. I've been waiting on you. And that's just been the word. Nate and I, we just got blessed the other night, but that's been the word. It's like we're waiting on God, right? For the promise of our wives. We're waiting on God for all these other things. I have a cabin in the woods, another horse, another whatever. I'm waiting on. And it's like, what if God's waiting on you? What if he's waiting on you to surrender even more? And give up even more to him. So
in your own personal story, because people hear these stories a lot, and maybe they have their own kind of dialogue going on or their own commentary, how quickly did those answers come from the Lord? How quickly did all of that disappear?
I'm a loud man. And so I tend to I'm talking too much. I'm ignoring. I'm running around like a squirrel. When you finally stop and just be quiet, like you'll figure it out. You'll hear him, you know, and it'll come in whatever form that it'll come. It'll come through to you and you'll know. I can't tell you how or I can't tell you. But for me, that's what happened is when I finally just stopped and listened. I was like, oh, OK, this isn't working for me anymore. And I need to follow you, Lord. So, yeah, it's you'll know when you hear his voice for sure.
Awesome. We're going to hear more from Ben in just a moment live in the studio, but we're going to hear more from Ben right now as well. I'm going to play one of your songs while we set out to play one of your songs live. This is fun for me as a DJ to go back and forth between studio recordings and then live in the studio stuff. So I'm so excited. We are going to premiere on this station the first time you'll ever hear Ben's new song, If I Got Jesus. You'll hear it from him live, which is like totally a gift. I'm going to play one of the songs that you've heard on JTL many times, hopefully. This is Ben's Who I Am on WJTL.